You're actually insulting. What does it say in your Bible version? Someone else's Bible version, does it say insult? Just pretend you're not in church and talk out loud.
Insulted.
Insulted? Anyone else have a different word? What is it? Oh, okay, insulted. Thank you, though. Anyone else?
Profaned.
Ah, profaned. Being blasphemous. In other words, this is so sacred. The blood of the covenant, the threshold, the crossing over into from the old to the new. In the context, it's talking about from captivity in Egypt into the promises of God. In the broader context, from the old covenant to the new covenant. In the general theme of it, it means it's going to be in relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that you'll pass from what was to what God has for you. And the way that it'll happen is God says, listen, I'll step over. And when I step over and visit your house, and I'll come knocking at your door, if you'll allow the cross and the blood on the cross of Jesus Christ to be what it's supposed to be, and that is the power for your deliverance, I will get you from where you are to where you're supposed to be. So we're not talking about me trying. We're not talking about you trying. We're talking about a threshold covenant with Jesus Christ. And Holy Spirit says, and this is what's interesting, Holy Spirit says, I'm watching carefully where you put your feet. If you just step into the blood, it's profane. It means that you are being reckless and disregarding of the blood of the covenant. But if you will step over the threshold and you'll recognize the blood of Christ, just as Jesus crossed the threshold, passed over the threshold. That's where the word comes from, is pass over. Meaning I'll come into agreement with you, I'll visit your house. I'll actually come to your house and I'll cross over the threshold of your door. He says, if you'll allow me to do that, Holy Spirit says, if you do it poorly, you're insulting me in the grossest way. If you honor me and you do it right, what it means is I'm able to get you to your next place. It's crossover. It's Passover. Where you were to where you're supposed to be. Think about it. Pharaoh, he's got chariots. He's got soldiers. They've got spears. All of that. But the blood is so powerful that when it's time to go to another place and God wants to take you into your destiny. In fact, if you look at Exodus chapter 12 and verse 2, I want you to see something here, and I just want to say this over your life and over this place. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 2, this month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. A paraphrase of this, if you were to just look at verse 2, a good paraphrase would be, this is the beginning of a new year for you. That now in this new year, there will be a change and it will bring forth your destiny. That would be a paraphrase of verse 2. The change and the destiny and the newness is what God promises here. And what some people might not realize is that in the autumn of the year was the Jewish, we call Rosh Hashanah today. And it's the civil new year. It's usually in the middle of September, somewhere in there. Passover was that it would be the religious new year. So you've got a civil calendar new year, and Rosh Hashanah, what we would know as middle of September, somewhere in there, because it changes too. But the religious new year was relating to Passover. And God says, once this Passover thing happens, you've got a fresh start, Pastor Billy. You've been reset. This is the beginning of you've never done this before. You've never had this before. It's like you had a stopwatch and it just stopped and you pushed it and you've been reset. It's like you're going to have to set your clocks because you're springing forward. You'll do it tomorrow night, or you should do it. It's your marching orders. It's time to move out from what it was into the newness of what it is. What's it based on? Passover. It's a new year. It's a new beginning. It's the beginning of your destiny. When you embrace that practically, spiritually, and prophetically in your life and in this place, one of the, and maybe I'll get some insight from someone afterward, but one of the things is the enemy always tries to keep us from Passover. He does. And that's why the weapon is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I grew up with Christian parents, and they taught me when I became a Christian that you were to plead the blood if the devil was going to attack you. And what it meant was you would claim the power of the blood of Jesus Christ upon your life. And when I gave my life to the Lord, I had encounters where the enemy was trying to hurt me. And I'd remember that, and I would plead the blood. I had a sense this evening that I'm speaking beyond this church now to PEI, Charlottetown. And if you know something, rather than just get a free-for-all here, if you know something, you can alert me right in the meeting here, Pastor Billy. But I had a sense that there are covens in the area. And by coven, some might not be familiar with that, but you're talking about witches and warlocks in groups. And they actually will agree together against the things of God. And you'll hit things and you'll think, why are we hitting this? Why is it so difficult? And you hit and you hit and you can't break through. And I'll tell you, there is one breakthrough, and that is the Passover of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know anything about covens in the area or anything around here? I'll leave it for now. Yeah, I won't open it up. Some are nodding their heads. Just because it's a public meeting, for one thing, a coven means nothing to me because it's the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes. So, you know, when you balance the power out, you think, okay. Numbers chapter 23, verse 23. Balaam was the hired gun and he was to bring a curse against Israel. But Israel was told by God is that no sorcery would ever work against God's people. When God is determined to bless you, no one can curse you. Is it 23 and 23? There we are. For there is no, you're sharp back there, bless your hearts. For there is no sorcery against Jacob or the people of Israel, nor any divination against Israel. It now must be said of Jacob and of Israel, oh, what God has done. We're talking about nothing can work because we claim the blood of Jesus Christ. When I step into this building, we recognize that we're the people of God, but when I step into this building, I cross the threshold. It's a bloodline. I cross the threshold. I'm in blood covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ. For my house, your house, where I sleep tonight, there's a threshold. It's the blood covenant that we have. There's a blood covenant for God's plan for your life too. There's a blood covenant for this church at this hour, for this time and this place. And Passover is the time of crossover. It's the time when what was vertical, and it seemed impossible to cross over because it was just vertical, God says, listen, I'll just put this last bar on here or beam, and my son will be there, and you will cross over into what I have for you. I believe that destiny is released for your life. I believe that destiny is released in this place. I believe that the presence of the Lord, Holy Spirit, this is what's fascinating about that, Hebrews 11 and 29. Holy Spirit is keenly aware how we approach the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't make jokes about the blood of Jesus Christ. I treat the blood of Jesus with reverence and a sacred holiness. I don't step in it. I step over and say, Lord, I want to be in right relationship with you in this threshold covenant, this passing over. I want you to pass over. Come into my house. Come into my body. I believe that what the Lord wants to do is especially something that not only relates to you as individuals, but relates to where the actual church ministry here is at. That it's a time of a fresh start. That's about the easiest way that I would say it. And you say, well, if it's a fresh start, where are we going? The first place that you will hit is we will go to Mount Sinai and worship. We will go and worship. And we'll even go on top of the mountain and wait for you to show us the pattern of how things should be. And you'll lead us into our destiny. So would you stand, please? I just want to, tonight, I just bring my heart and my words and this message into agreement that no coven formed against this ministry or against any other ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ in Charlottetown or PEI, no coven or covens formed against these ministries would prosper. But they themselves would be put to confusion, and that there would be no curse that would be effective. The words and the curses would fall to the ground and be nothing, and we put those things under our feet. And we say that we are people who are of the blood covenant of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we are people of the threshold covenant. We have allowed Jesus to be our Passover lamb. And we believe that it's the beginning of a new year like never before. Yes, Lord. And it's the beginning of a destiny that you have for us, that what we had anticipated maybe at another time, and we supposed it was then, but we were out by a number of years. So now we believe that this is the time to cross over. This is the time to pass over into what God has for us. If that's your heart, would you say yes and amen, please?
Yes, amen.
We say yes and amen to your words, Lord. We say yes and amen to what you have planned for this house.
Yes.
We thank you that there is a lamb for a house, and that lamb is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you that we can have this relationship with you, that just as in the old covenant, you married yourself to the people of Israel, and you've proven yourself faithful. So as we are on this journey with you today, 2013, and marching forward, you've given us our marching orders. You said, don't stand at the Red Sea and cry out and want to intercede and pray. Instead, Stand still, see the salvation of God, and march forward. Go forward. And I proclaim that in this house, go forward in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, go forward in the name of the Lord. Let the crooked places be made straight. Let the rough places be made smooth. Let the high places be made low. Let the valleys be filled up so that there is a roadway for the glory of the Lord. And we walk this way by faith. We thank you every step that we take. We know that you have plotted the deliverance. We know that you have the promises to be released. And so we just say, Lord, by faith, we inherit your promises tonight. We mix the blood of Jesus Christ, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we say, come, Holy Spirit. You're welcome, Holy Spirit. You watch over your blood. You watch over your blood. We apply the blood to the house. We apply the blood to our lives. We apply the blood to all that pertains to who we are. All that you've spoken, we apply the blood. And we say, let your blood, let the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ be seen by you, Holy Spirit, that we count it not as common, but there would be a supernatural power released. I pray for Pastor Billy and Debbie. We push the reset button. We say it's a new year. It's a new year. It's time to cross over into all the new. All the new. And you cross over because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like we crossed over from death to life when we gave our lives to Jesus, because it was the blood of the Passover, it allowed that. And so I speak it to you, Pastor Billy and Debbie, speak it to this house, that you would begin to see things come together like never before. You would see it. I thank you, Lord. When communion is again shared in this house the next time, that it would be a time of proclaiming Passover. Amen. A time of proclaiming that blood has been shed. The one that we became acquainted with that was so innocent and our hearts were so attached to had to be slain for us. But this lamb has been raised from the dead. And to you we give you all that we are, all that we ever hope to be. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence in this house. Thank you. There are two sounds that I hear. One is the sound of noise and distractions, symbolically of an Egyptian army of the past. And the other sound is the marching of the people of God. It's march. It's march. It's the going forward. It's the sound of the march of the people of God because of the blood. And they're marching into their destiny of a new day. I proclaim that in this house, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Just give me a moment. Maybe just be seated just for a moment. Just wanted to process just for a second, just to make sure. I'm finished. I'm finished. Yeah, I'm finished. Yeah, it's good. Thank you.
Some of the scriptures that Doug was mentioning is talking about how we enter in to the Holy of Holies by the blood of the Lamb. And that Holy of Holies can be a place where that God has specifically for you, that position in Him that He is destined for us to have. Father, I thank You right now for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, and we see where Your word speaks to us that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And Lord, our testimony is tonight that we are for Jesus, that He's in us, we're in Him, and together, God, we enter into that Holy of Holies. In the name of Jesus Christ, we enter into that place of the place that You have for us. We enter in by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of His testimony. We enter in. We cross over. We enter in. The Lord has just shown me a couple of things here, and I'm just kind of waiting for to see a couple more. We want to receive an offering for the man of God tonight who has given us the word. I want you to prepare. I want you to ask the Holy Spirit what you're to give tonight, what seed you are to sow, and I'm just asking you to obey. And the Lord is, I think he's told me he's going to point out a few people for me, and I'm going to get Pastor Doug to pray over them and see if he's a word for them, a prophetic word for them. I'm just kind of looking over the crowd because he's already showed me a couple, and I just want to be obedient in that. And so, Holy Spirit, You speak to Your people right now, God, even as this, what seed that You want them to sow into Doug's ministry tonight, Lord. I pray, God, You give them the amount, Lord, of what You want them to sow, of what You are giving them the opportunity to sow tonight, so that we might receive a harvest back to us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank You that Your people hear Your voice and they honor You. As Doug was preaching tonight and speaking tonight about this whole area of reset and starting afresh and new, that God is saying, I'm releasing to you now those things that is going to propel us forward, and that we are going to pass over, cross over in two ways. In one way that we are passing over, we are honoring the blood, and the Lord is passing over. He's coming. He's coming to the house in a new way, in a new measure. That even as He's been developing the new wineskin, He's beginning to pour out the new wine. And as pastors, we were meeting here on Tuesday, and there was a prophetic word coming. That the prophetic word was, as we were praying, was that the Lord was shaping the wineskin and causing it to come to a place where He could pour some wine into. And it wasn't like He made all the wineskin and then started to fill it, because we needed some of the wine in order to shape, in order to take shape in a greater measure. So He would shape the wineskin, then some wine would be poured in, and with that wine, we were growing to the place where we could be reshaped and hold more wine, until we came to the place where we were a vessel to be able to hold the fullness, where He could pour enough in and start overflowing. Praise God. And we're looking for the overflow. And I'll tell you one thing, folks. The world out there is looking for the overflow. They are. The scripture says that we will become rivers of living water. Out of our belly will flow rivers of living water. That means we become that fountain of life that's spoken about in Jeremiah, where God says, my people have committed two evils. One, they have forsaken Me, the fountain of life. And that we become, as the Holy Spirit pours into us, we get filled up so full that it begins to flow and bubble up out of us. And we become that fountain that people are able to drink from. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. When we think of the power that we carry within us, we should realize we have a lot to offer. Now, a couple of people I want Doug to pray over. Start with June. Would you come on up here? And Ryan, would you come on up as well? And Doug, I'd like you to use your mic, or you could use this.